besties. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and let's set the record straight real quick. Hot bitches, respectfully, listen to It's Nap Time, and that's on period. I am so happy that you are here today. If you have been keeping up with the Love Island series, yes, so sad that it is over, but all of the bonus episodes, so we have bonus episodes 1 through 4, basically debriefing everything from, I guess, the last month or so of Love Island. Definitely since before Casa Amor, so, you know, when it starts to get really spicy. So if you are into Love Island or you just want to hear me yap for a little bit longer, definitely go check those episodes out. But if not, no shade, no tea, no harm. I know not everyone is rotting their brain with reality TV. I hope you all are doing amazing. And this is our regular schmegular weekly episode. And, you know, I'm just so happy to be here with you guys and kind of just yap with my gift of gab. I just heard that recently on TikTok, and I doubt that the person I heard it from made it up, but it's here to stay. It is here to stay. It has actually been, probably for the last 4 days or so, super rainy and kind of just gloomy here, but even though I complain about the weather a lot, I mean, it's me. I'm gonna complain. One thing about me is that I am an oversharer, and I complain. Not necessarily because I am unhappy, I just, you know, I have a lot of thoughts and sometimes they come out. But it has been kind of nice. It's been a little cooler. Actually, no, that's a big fat lie right there. It has not even been cooler. It's still stayed within like the 89 to 90 degrees range with it raining and being gloomy. So, I mean, worst case scenario. And guess what, guys? Lantern bugs are back. If you have been following me for probably since this time last year, I am not a fan of the lantern bugs. They're disgusting. They look prehistoric. They are, do yourself a favor, actually maybe don't. Slight trigger warning. They are scary looking. When they fly, they kind of look like butterflies. So, you know, they do their big one with their fake out. But they are actually horrible for our ecosystem. Like, they kill trees and plants, and they won't bite you, but they're just disgusting to look at. And yeah, I posted it on my Instagram story, and some girl deadass said that I need to kill them because they're so bad for the ecosystem. Girl, I know that, but number two, I am not getting that close to it. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Last year, hi, baby. What's up? I'm recording my podcast right now. You called in the middle of it. Do you want to say hi? I know it's okay. We were slightly interrupted there. Anthony called, but usually I text him when I'm recording, but since I no longer am using my phone with Spotify for podcasters, there's a train. As I was saying before, the train oh so rudely interrupted me, but it's kind of nice when the train does come because then I just take a sip of my coffee and, you know, the vibes are there. Anyways, yeah, I'm not getting that close to lantern bugs. I'm not going to, but last time they were here, and they're here for like 5 months, which is horrible. And we were on the top floor balcony of the apartment, so, you know, they come flying to us, which is disgusting. But I did, you have to like kill them a certain way. I don't know, guys. But I took my Dawn dish spray, power spray, whatever, spray bottle, and just lit my balcony up with that. And, you know, I think I killed a few, which is, you know, great for me, but consider me never going outside anymore for the rest of the summer / fall season. Actually, I'll come out in the fall, but the summer on my balcony, you know, that time will be very limited. No more basking in the sun as I was with my freedom. I had to switch it up and start this episode with the random thoughts of the week because, you know, I've been missing them. So one thing for certain, two things for sure. Don't quote me on science, as my besties at You're Pretty also, Jen and Jim, say. But I need to know the ins and outs of a dishwasher because, truthfully, how are these dish pod commercials claiming that you can just toss a pan in the dishwasher with food all over it and it'll be clean? Honestly, my trust issues could never, but ever since I was a child and, you know, through my adulthood, I will make sure that every single dish utensil, whatever, is spotless, but there have been times where there's been like a little sauce dot on some and it does come out clean, but these commercials are saying like with literal food all over it and then it just comes out. I need to know how a dishwasher works. Like, I don't see any little mini brushes in there. I don't know. Is it because of the pressure of the water and it's so hot? I don't know. I don't know. I need answers. And have you guys thought how, you know, isn't it kind of weird that we as a collective just decided that cats and dogs will be house pets? Do you guys ever think about that? That it's giving a high thought, but I haven't smoked weed in like, wow, so long. Like Thanksgiving. And additionally, I have a bone to pick with some Instacart drivers. I am a loyal Instacart girly. We are an Instacart type of household here. But why is it that my lettuce, more times than not, they buy it the same day that it's expiring? Obviously, I've had some times where it's good and like it won't expire for like a week, but why aren't you looking? I'm so sorry, but why aren't you looking? Or they get the wrong cheese, like we do deli order with Boar's Head Yellow American, and they give us White American, which, you know, not the end of the world, but I know that they have Yellow American at the deli, the where they slice it for you. And you know, my last one is the moldy bread or fruit. Yes, this I wish I was lying. This has happened to me before, and I am sick of it. Now, you know, simple solution, Natalie, okay, just get off your lazy ass and go grocery shopping. Yes, but if the service is there, bitch, I'm gonna use it. And you bet your bottom dollar that I pay for the Instacart Plus. And with that, which is also a really great perk, guys, if you pay for the Instacart Plus, I think you get free delivery, or I don't know. There's a perk about the delivery price and stuff like that, but you also get a Peacock subscription with it, which is so phenomenal because, hello, Love Island. Well, I think I've yapped enough, and it's time to get this episode going, guys. First of all, we're closing in on 1 year of It's Nap Time, August 8th. And if you guys have been listening since the beginning, you are truly like, I could give you a kiss through the screen. But somehow, some way, every single episode, for the most part, has been landing on like a holiday or something fun. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it is. We used to drop on Tuesdays, and the episodes were dropping on holidays for the most part. I'm pretty sure an episode dropped on my birthday. And now, since we're Thursdays, which I like so much more, I started doing Thursdays because it was better with my old work schedule because I like to record in the mornings and, you know, it was just easier on Wednesdays or having more time of the week to do it. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Now we're Thursdays and August 8th, 8-8, which, you know me, I'm a numbers bitch, is dropping on our 1 year. So I'm so excited for just to yap on our 1 year. But today's episode is all about being your own best friend. BYOB. Be your own bestie. I literally just thought of that on the top of my head. Okay, go me. The caffeine is kicking in. So typically for every single episode, I have a little bullet point list or have some things written out to talk about, but I am honestly just going to wing this one because I think I can yap about this for so long without, you know, really having any pointers. Let's talk about, first of all, the transition of getting to know yourself, like going from being in a big group of friends to kind of having those life changes and learning about yourself. When I was in elementary school, middle school, high school, I always had a solid core group of friends. Maybe that friend group, you know, maybe I bounced around through different friend groups, but there was always a solid group of girls that had my back, that were my sisters. Obviously, that comes with a lot of drama, unfortunately. And I have one too many stories to share about that, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. The transition from having a big friend group to kind of feeling like you're on your own, it can feel lonely. It can feel scary. It can feel really intimidating. And I'm going to hold your hand when I say this, but everyone goes through it. Everyone goes through a period where they feel awkward or uncomfortable or like they don't fit in. Now, is everyone talking about it? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Is everyone going to say that even in their big friend group, they can feel lonely. Even when they're at a big slumber party and they're laughing with all their friends, they can feel lonely. And it doesn't mean you're weird. It doesn't mean you're alone. You're not an anomaly. You're not the only one to experience this. I promise you. Do you know how I know? Because I experience it. Me, someone who always had a best friend to call, multiple best friends to call. But the first time that I really realized that I had to basically be my own best friend were like when I was no longer at the gathering, or when I would leave a slumber party and be back home in my room and with my thoughts, and I would feel just like kind of sad. No reason to be sad, truly, because I had a lot of things going for me. I was just with my best friends for the last 24 hours. I have a great family. I have a roof over my head. My parents basically got me everything I ever wanted. When you're stewing in those thoughts of feeling like you're alone, like you're almost isolating yourself, that is really when you have to learn who you are. Introduce, as silly as it sounds, introduce yourself to yourself. Learn what you like, what you don't like, what makes you happy. Because honestly, that feeling of like loneliness and isolation and uncomfortable, like feeling uncomfortable, it's because you don't know yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. As we grow up and go into elementary school, middle school, high school, we're constantly surrounded by people, by distractions, by things that we can just tap into and do it really without trying. When you're in a classroom, you're surrounded by people. Even if you don't like them, you're surrounded by people. You are in class discussions. You're in extracurriculars. You're in sports. You're in clubs. Even if you didn't do any of that as a kid, you are in a cafeteria surrounded by so many people, by countless conversations going on. And you're not left alone with your thoughts. I truly believe that once you can become comfortable with who you are and finding peace in, you know, not necessarily feeling like you have to go out for everything, which is FOMO. I have constantly, basically my whole life, been plagued by FOMO, no matter what it was. I never wanted to miss out. I always wanted to be out with my friends or out with my family or doing things and experiencing things. But truly, the way to combat that and not constantly feel like you have to be doing something or proving something to yourself or to other people is to be happy with your own presence. Know that you are enough. You are enough to so many people, and that can feel so awesome when you're just with your friends and recharging your batteries. But if you're not enough for yourself, I'm sorry, but that feeling of loneliness is never going to go away. Obviously, there are times where, you know, you're maybe down in the dumps, or your hormones are going crazy and you're like on your period and you're just feeling alone and you just want to be with someone and be around people. I'm not talking about those times. It's definitely normal to feel lonely and have spurts in your life where you're feeling more alone and isolated than others. But if this is a continuous thing where when you are by yourself, you can't have fun, you can't enjoy life unless there is someone with you experiencing it with you and validating you, please, please, please just know that that is not how you're supposed to live this life. You are not supposed to be constantly go, 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 go. Honestly, less is more sometimes. You are not put on this earth to have the best, shiniest, most expensive, extravagant, lavish things. You truly weren't. You were here to experience things and, in my opinion, accept yourself. Have you ever been Have you ever been at a gathering and someone walks into their room and immediately, like that, everyone is sort of drawn to this person. They're captivating the attention of the entire room. I guarantee you that that person feels so sure and knows themselves. And with that, they produce this energy, this aura that they don't need the validation from other people. They know what they got. They know who they are. They know that even when they leave that celebration or get together, gathering, whatever, they are still going to be living life exactly how they were when they were surrounded by all these people. My best, you know, I guess tips and tricks for becoming your own best friend is Try taking yourself out on solo dates. Be your own best friend. Set up a movie night for yourself. I know when I would have my sleepovers with my girlfriends, we would do face masks and we would paint our nails and, I don't know, watch a show, prank call a boy that we had a crush on. Do all of those things for yourself. Take a nice everything shower. Put on some fun lighting. Put on your favorite movie. Make your favorite meal. There doesn't have to be a special occasion for you to do something. I know we've all seen it. I know we all know the idea of, oh, saving your nice plates or silverware, or don't light your nice candle, or don't pop open your most expensive bottle of champagne until there's a special occasion. Well, the truth of the matter is that no day is promised. So make today, make right now, make that alone time that you have with yourself, make that the special occasion. Treat yourself how you treat your best friend in your life, because I promise you, when you start valuing yourself and putting that time, effort, and energy into yourself, pampering yourself for not just maybe, don't just pamper yourself when you're going out to a party. Pamper yourself because it's Tuesday and you want to. Take yourself out to your favorite restaurant because, you know, you want to. Don't try and find just reasons to not do stuff because it's just you. That is an incredible time for you to get to know yourself. Put value into your alone time. Now, as I have, you know, graduated college, my alone time means so much to me. And, you know, living with my boyfriend, when I have time where it's just me or we're both doing our own things, honestly, that is what I literally consider that self-care, because I'm not helping anyone. I'm not, you know, answering to anyone. I'm not helping do something for someone. I'm just doing something for me to, you know, make my day better. The power of being your own best friend is truly something that is unmatched, and being able to, you know, have a night in and not feel like, oh, I just wasted this night. Having the need to constantly prove to other people what you're doing and showing off your highlight reel. It truly is rooted from some type of insecurity, I personally believe. And truly, like I said, the way to combat that is to have those moments where you feel enriched just by being with yourself. I'm not gonna lie to you, it might feel awkward or silly or a waste of time at first, but the more that you set aside time, maybe it's just 5 minutes every single day that you set aside time for yourself. Maybe you put on your favorite podcast. Maybe you have a playlist that you like listening to. Maybe you're going to set aside 20 minutes tonight to do an extra long skincare routine. Maybe you're going to set aside an hour this coming weekend and go on a nice walk or take yourself out to your favorite little breakfast cafe. No matter what it is, if you are constantly trying to just have alone time with yourself and make it mean something, not by doing it to distract yourself from your life or what's going on, not by just doom scrolling, which honestly, sometimes that is self-care. If you can learn to love being with yourself, it is going to make this life so much more worth living. I promise you. Again, it might feel uncomfortable at first. It is going to feel uncomfortable at first, but coming from, you know, a recovering people pleaser and someone with extreme FOMO, you can turn that into, what do they say, JOMO, joy of missing out, because you don't have to be showing up and showing out to everything. I was personally doing that to please other people and make other people's nights better because I was going. Obviously, sometimes I went because I wanted to and it would make me feel better, but at the end of the day, it is so important that you are selfish. I know there's like this big, dark boohoo cloud over being selfish, but if you're not at least a little selfish in this lifetime, what are you doing? And I don't trust you. Obviously, don't be selfish in every single moment of every single day of your entire life, but there are times where you need to be putting yourself first so that you are actually pouring from a full cup. If you're pouring from an empty cup, baby, there's going to be nothing left for you. You're going to be run to the ground. You're probably going to get sick a lot. You're probably going to be in a really negative mental health headspace. And I don't want that for you. I don't think any of your loved ones want that for you. If you have someone that's constantly fighting for your time and, you know, needing you for something, I guarantee you, if you are ever tell that person, like, hey, I can't tonight, I really need like a night in for me, they are going to respect that so much. And, you know, if they don't, fuck them. That's just an immaturity thing on their part. But truly, if someone cares about you and loves you and you say, hey, I really can't do this tonight. Hey, I can't do a party this weekend. Hey, I'm not going out. I'm sorry. I really need a night just to myself to, you know, relax and recharge my batteries. If someone is not respecting that, they are not your person. And obviously, you know, you might disappoint your best friend. You might disappoint your mom, might disappoint whoever it is. But at the end of the day, they're going to get over it and they are going to love you just the same. And it's going to make the time that you get together in the future that much better because you were able to prioritize yourself. And I know there are a lot of people pleasers out there, a lot of people who can't say no, a lot of people that struggle with boundaries, which I'm going to do an episode on all of that in the future. Once you are able to set those boundaries in place and say no without feeling like, you know, it's the end of the world, because saying no and having boundaries isn't mean. It's not being rude. It is something that is very admirable and shows that, you know, you love yourself and care about yourself enough to be able to acknowledge and recognize what is going to take away from you and make you be basically not at your best, not performing your best, not being your best self, your best friend, your best sibling, your best daughter, whatever it is. Just know that there is so much out there for you to do just by yourself. And it's not weird. How many people have you seen when you're at Panera or at Starbucks that are sitting there with their headphones and on their laptop and they're just by themselves? Do you think they feel sad? No, they probably needed this alone time and this escape. So I challenge you sometime in the next week to set aside time to do something for yourself, by yourself. Not for the recognition of others, not to just post on social media. Something that you have been wanting to do that will make you just smile and feel good inside because you decided to put yourself first. Being your own best friend is so powerful, like I've said over and over and over again, and I'll keep saying it if you need me to. It's going to add light into your day. It's going to, you know, make you shine a bit brighter. It's going to fill your cup, and that is truly something that as you get older, you're going to wish that you were better at, because heck, I'm 25. I'm not married, but once I am married, you know, that's more of a responsibility and more of a commitment to your partner. And then you have kids constantly that are going to be biting for your time. And I know that I'm going to feel so happy that when I'm in the next multiple stages of my life, that I knew how to set that time aside for myself and really be appreciative of my alone time. Because if you're feeling super lonely or alone or isolated right now, I promise you it's just a season. Life has its up and downs. Life has a funny way of balancing the scale. So I promise you that wherever you are in this life, if you're struggling to get to know yourself, if you maybe you're a master at this, and I'm so happy for you, but try and just appreciate this season that you're in and know that if you're putting just little baby steps towards trying to get to be better at knowing yourself and being your own best friend, your advocate, all of these things, it is going to be probably one of the best things that you've ever done for yourself, I promise you. All the self-care, self-help, all these like books out there, podcasts, movies, whatever the hell, books. I know I just said that. The bottom line of everything is getting to know yourself and being your best advocate, whether that's with anxiety, depression, whatever it is. Getting to know yourself and knowing your quirks, your tics, your triggers, all of these things, it is just going to help you be the best version of yourself. And in turn, that makes you a better partner, a better friend, better for other people. So I hope that you guys, you know, were able to take away some things from this episode, whether if you, maybe you're already your own best friend and you are great at this. I'm so happy for you. But if you're not, please, please, please take everything that I'm saying seriously, because if you are unable to be by yourself, which trust me, I was there. I remember being a kid and like hating alone time. It made me so nervous, so like icky inside. But now I love it and it feels so good, honestly. And I'm going to sugarcoat it. It feels so good to be able to be alone and just not be scared by it, because I know myself and I love myself, and I can say that truthfully, which I never thought I would be able to say. So I love you guys so much, and even if you're not your own best friend yet and you're working towards it, just know that I can be your own best friend. I will show up for you every single week, always on the socials, yippity-yapping away if you are ever, missing what I'm up to. I hope you guys enjoyed your nap time. And if you haven't already, please, please, please leave a 5-star rating and review. And guys, this is episode 50, which is so exciting. Halfway to 100. I don't know how the hell we got here, but we did. And yeah, the podcast Instagram is at It's Nap Time Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palick. And my TikTok is Natalie X Palick. So, yapping away on all the socials. Thank you guys just for quite literally everything. This has been such a dream of mine, and I'm so happy that I just went for it, and so happy that all of you, like me. So I will talk to you next week, and be on the lookout for some exciting 1 year of the podcast news. I love you. Bye.